Good morning.
This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 23rd of October. The US presidential debate offered no new policy initiatives. In a polarised country with over 47 million votes already cast and very few undecided voters, according to opinion polls, it would be astonishing if the performances changed anyone's voting decision. From a financial markets perspective, the whole thing was therefore irrelevant. The Brexit wannabe, the interminably tedious US fiscal negotiations, are, quote, almost there, according to House Speaker Pelosi. However, there are still three significant differences between the Trump administration and the House Democrats, and in particular there seems to be no movement on funding for state and local governments. This is one of the more sensitive issues, as local government employees could be losing jobs later this year. There is also the issue of whether sufficient numbers of Republican senators can be persuaded to vote with the Democrats to get any stimulus through the Senate. The stimulus measures matter to markets as they will impact the spending power of the unemployed, the risk of unemployment for state and local government employees, and the fear of unemployment in the population at large. All of these things affect demand. But the transparency, and in particular the uncertainty around whether the Senate will do anything, is muting market reactions to the saga. The interminably tedious EU-UK divorce continues, and there's absolutely no point paying any attention to it whatsoever. A deal will be done at the last minute, and we're not at the last minute. However, the UK has released September retail sales data, which was better than the most optimistic forecast in the still relatively wide forecast range. At the risk of repetition, there is still a tendency to underestimate the ability of people to adapt to a crisis. The UK was already one of the world leading economies in online retail sales, so the transition to a world where over 40% of retail sales are being done online was less stressful for both consumers and retailers in the UK. The UK government is offering further support for people affected by local lockdowns. The fiscal cost is not especially large, by modern standards, and the measures are likely to keep fear of unemployment relatively low. There are a host of business sentiment opinion polls due for release in Europe. If everyone ignores them, perhaps they will go away and we can get an uncluttered view of what's going on in the real world. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.